A court-ordered residential and business property tax collected in the 6-county Ozark Mountains Solid Waste District to pay off an abandoned landfill has been declared illegal in 5 counties. Over $2.3 million has been collected so far. The money is being held in receivership to pay back bondholders who invested over $12 million in the failing Baxter County landfill purchased by the Waste District in 2005. Last month, Judge Timothy Fox, who first ordered the tax collection, instructed the court-appointed receiver to not appeal taxpayers' wins in the 5 counties, Carroll, Newton, Marion, Searcy, and Baxter. Matt Bishop and partner Wendy Howerton of Bishop Law Firm in Fayetteville filed multiple lawsuits challenging the tax collection beginning in 2018. The Waste District is a defendant in the lawsuits.
The receiver's name is Jeffrey Treese, and ostensibly as a receiver, he represents all the creditors of the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District. But he has appeared in my cases as just representing Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District against the taxpayers.
Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District met early last week and reportedly voted to not pursue an appeal, nor will the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. A portion of the 30-year-long property tax collection will pay off $16 million owed to ADEQ for landfill cleanup and closure.
ADEQ is not unequivocally stating they will never try and recover the money that's spent, but at this point they're not asking for the $2.4 million that is sitting in the Pulaski County Court Registry.
The bondholders' trustee, Bank OZK, petitioned Judge Fox to deposit the collected tax money into the Pulaski County Court's Registry for now. Judge Fox, Bishop says, has given anyone seeking a claim on the money 30 days to do so.
We could all be done and the money be being returned to the taxpayers within 30 to 45 days if Bank OZK decides not to pursue it. Now, Bank OZK, I don't know who the bondholders are, so I don't know whose interest they're looking after, but that's kind of up to them, and I don't know the speed with which they'll act.
If Bank OZK appeals on behalf of bondholders, that case will likely be taken up by the Arkansas State Supreme Court. If the bondholders attempt appeal, Bishop says he will track each of them down and serve them. Previously, the court has quashed efforts to identify the bondholders, according to Bishop. Just ahead on Ozarks, visitors can now document their trips to Arkansas State Parks through a new passport program. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Greda has that in about 4 minutes.